Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose the voice for veterans. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive. And keep your interests alive. It's Keep the Boss of the Beach now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine.
Well, good morning, everybody. And of course, this is Keith, the Boss of the Beach, coming to you right here from St. Pete and Tampa and all the rest of Florida and the world. And of course, we want to say hello to everybody at stpeteradio.com. And of course, 96.7 FM. And by the way, Christmas Eve, tune in to 96.7. And for 27 hours, they're going to play Christmas music starting on Friday night. So you won't hear us on Saturday morning this week, but we'll be back for New Year. We're wishing everybody happy holidays. And holidays now include Merry Christmas, Forever Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah, and a new one called Festivus. And don't forget, Merry Christmas. We want to thank everybody. And today, we have already started our campaign. During these holidays, let's give the gift of education. Let's give the gift of reading. Let's give the gift of music. That is our mandate for 2001. It's gone. 2021 is going out. And 2022 is coming in. Let's give the gift of education. And I got a lady on the phone with us right now, Tiny, from our Buffalo Soldiers. She wrote a book this year, and I want everybody to take a moment. She's wishing everybody happy holidays. Tiny, tell everybody hello, talk about the book, wish them happy holidays, and give them a gift.
Good morning, good morning, and thank you so much, Mr. Winslow. My name is Kathy Ramona Smith, and I am the author of Unleashing the Roar, I Am My Sister's Keeper. This is a compilation as a book of women of color that have served in the military, and we often take for granted the term freedom isn't free, I paid for it. And I want to let everyone know that that goes far beyond the traditional call of duty. As African-American females, we constantly have to fight to prove our value, not only as women, but someone who deserves equality and fair labor rights. And in the holiday spirit, for the first five people to call in, not only will we send you a copy of Unleashing the Roar, I Am My Sister's Keeper, but we are also going to throw in two free coaching sessions as a transformational life coach. I want to get those sessions in and out to the public because I know that the holidays aren't always a time of joy for everybody. We all face trials and tribulations, and just making sure that we're in a positive spirit and we have good mental health, we're going to throw in a copy of Unleashing the Roar and two free coaching sessions to the first five individuals that call in. And aside from that, Mr. Winslow, if it's okay for our youth, we don't want to leave them out. For the youth, Chandelier Transformations Youth Mentoring here in the Tampa area is having a heart camp. And what that is a camp that teaches our high school students ages 14 to 19 on next Monday and Tuesday. And we can give you the address if you call in. But if you sign your children up for that camp, it's a camp that's geared towards abstinence and teaching our youth healthy relationships. So again, Kathy Ramona Smith, I want to wish you all a very happy holidays this holiday season. And as Mr. Winslow stated, we're spreading knowledge, we're spreading hope, we're spreading education, and we want to get these tools in your hands. You all be blessed and have a happy holiday season.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. Go kiss your husband twice and tell him don't roll over me with that beautiful motorcycle. Many blessings, and this is from one of our favorite groups, the Buffalo Soldiers, who stand tall every time. And we appreciate all of the history that comes with it and the future that's coming with it as well. Don't forget, give the gift of reading this holiday season. Thank you, lady. Many blessings.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you for tuning in again today. Today's session is for the holidays. We appreciate you. Hold on. We'll be right back.
Military or a veteran or a first responder, improve the quality of course life with medical cannabis. Somebody told me about that this week, and I said, well, I'll read it off the air for all of those who understand the value. Medical cannabis is right now available in Florida. I want to talk about a couple of our things that we always talk about, but first, veterans crisis line. Don't forget, it's available. Veterans crisis line. And the reason I'm putting that in, over the holidays, we find out that even though it's a joyful time, a lot of people still get a little bit depressed over the holidays because of loss or family. But guess what? We have a veterans crisis line, and it's available right now. 1-800-273-8255. Feel free to call us. I want to say thank you again to our last caller. And we know that she wrote this great book. Her husband and both are Buffalo soldiers. The number to call if you want to win some of that, and that's 727-280-4779. Get yourself a book. I do want to give another shout out to our program
directors. And of course, that's Soundcheck Studios and Tim Goodrich and his family out there. Happy holidays. And again, Joe Bardo, we wish you happy holidays for you and your family and all the rest of the radio audience in the Tampa St. Pete area. Go to the website, Sunshine Radio 96.7, and see some of the changes that's coming up. And of course, next year is almost here, and we're going to be expanding Voice for Veterans. A lot of other things are going to be coming our way next year, and we want you to be ready for it. Again, we won't be on the air on Saturday because that's Christmas, and 96.7 will be running Christmas music for 27 straight hours. So enjoy it. But we'll be right back for New Year's. And we're going to kick off the New Year's the way we like to do it. We support vets too. So all you veterans, listen in so that all the people that say they support vets too, we're signing them up. And we're going to have a roster of people who definitely say and do we support vets too for next year. And that's in 2022. Put on all your calendars, we support vets too. And everything's going to be looking up. And that's up with a UPPP, Universal Positive Principle Philosophy. We support vets too in 2022. You know, this year has been quite a change since they closed out the Afghanistan war. And we're in the Tampa Bay area. And of course, that whole Mideast war for the last 20 years has been fought out of MacDill. So there's a lot of information and a lot of stuff that we want to give out. But the main thing is all of these young veterans coming back. Some of them are old veterans coming back. And these will be those people who are coming out of the military and will be part of the new veteran concept. I've always believed in the civilian boot camp theory. When you get ready to go into the military, you go into boot camp. When you get ready to come out of the military, there should be a civilian boot camp to give that transition much easier, a way for that transition to work. And we start off here in St. Pete, and of course, right here in the West Coast of Paradise. We know that the East Coast of Paradise is probably Palm Beach and Miami and Jacksonville and in Cocoa Beach, but the whole West Coast of Paradise starts in the Tampa Bay area. So we got everything from Zephyr Hills to Fort Myers in the middle of the West Coast. And we want to say thank you for all those. And a lot of people throw in, of course, some of the other little cities here. We got the beaches. So no matter what you say about Tampa, you have to cross that bridge to get to the beaches right here in St. Pete. Clearwater. All of those other little places, Treasure Island, those little places right here. We want to thank everybody that's supporting our veterans. Employment Reentry Services. That's what I'm talking about. Those soldiers are come back. They will not be soldiers. They will be veterans. And we want them to know that we have a special place to help get them work. A part of what we're dealing with as far as work. You know, we have a lot of jobs available. They're not being filled as fast. What I'm saying is that you need to advertise, promote, ask, talk about getting a veteran to pick up that job. He's not worried about all the sleeping in the basement in his mama's and grandmama's house. He's been out there. He is trained. He is a reentry service person. Please give him a chance. Of course, you could go out to see W. Bill Young. And that's the VA Medical Center out there at Bay Pines. Tell them that you heard it here at WVETOnlineRadio.com and Voice for Veterans Radio Show. Employment, reentry services. We don't have to worry about our veterans. They will work. They will do a good job. They're disciplined. And guess what? We have a whole plan laid out to support the veterans. And I don't know where you live or how far you live away from this area. Even if you had lived in Albuquerque, New Mexico, or Ypsilanti, Michigan, call us. And we will direct you, especially if you want to come down here to Florida. A lot of people are removing themselves from that cold Northeast, you know, and they're coming into Florida. If you're a veteran and you want to look for a job, start at Bay Pines. C.W. Bill Young VA Medical Center right here in Pinellas County. Some of the things that you're going to be looking for and some of the ideas that come along with this program: job seeking skilled classes, resume classes, help with job search skills, temporary work trials. Temporary work trials. That means if you're looking for a job that may be outside of what you did in the military or outside of your knowledge, but you feel like you can do the job, they get you something to start with. Vocational counsel and guidance. This is the one that I really recommend all veterans coming out of the military to start with, that VA and community service referral services, so you'll have an idea of what you're looking for and how the help is. VA community resource referrals, something that allows you to look at what's available from the inside. Education and training referrals. That one is one that we all will need a little of. Weekly job search support groups. Help with searching the community employment. When I say they are complete employment reentry services for our veterans, my concept is to call it, and you heard me say it many times here, civilian boot camp. Go in, get the help, look around, see what's available. Guess what? You will be impressed. They have reached out and done something that I hope all over this country, that each area adopts this plan for reentry for our veterans in this generation. We didn't have it after World War II. We did not have it after Vietnam. Guess what? We got it now. Utilize the services. You know, a lot of things people forget about is, one, it's a lot more females coming out of the military. We need their help. So I'm saying clearly, find one of those females, make sure that they can do this, because a lot of the veterans who've been home taking care of the kids were not the ladies. They were the men. And the women were the ones who got into the military and went. So we want to thank you for having these reentry services available to all of those, especially in our area. And we want you to call us and adopt this in your area if you don't have it. Each one of these services is laid out, and it'll be easy to adopt and put it in to your area, no matter where it is. And it might mean Orlando, right around the corner. It might mean Southern California, but either way, it's available. We want to thank everybody again for tuning in to this great program. And we got, you know, after my show on Saturday mornings, they got a blues show on. I want everybody to stay on the air with us on Saturday mornings, whenever you tune in, and check out the blues. And he does a wonderful show, and I think you will love that good music. Over these holidays, give the gift of education and, of course, the gift of music. We want to thank you again for tuning in. We got a lot more to talk about. Military One Source. And this is also in notice to our veterans coming out. There is a one source in the common market that'll let you know what it is. Again, St. Pete Beach. Go out there. Look up our friends at Triverde Health. And guess what? Try relief. Try energy. Try to relax. And try to make sure that you always support your veterans. One of the things this group has done is put out a real thing to help our veterans relax. Triverde Health, of course, has been around for a few years now. All the way from the beginning, they continue to help everybody. And they want you to know where they are. St. Pete Beach, look them up.
you'll find a place for quality in your lifestyle. We want you to enjoy that because it makes a difference. You know, I always talk about our military resource center because it extends all the way to our veterans. That's something we're going to talk at length about right before we get out of here. This is a great session. Happy holidays to all of those who are listening and to our people who don't know the difference. We're going to say that little thing with a bunch of candlesticks on it is about Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah. We always respect the Hanukkah group. I heard a new one today. Festivest. I don't know what that means, but I guess they're trying to cultivate a new word because they went with ex-Christmas for many years. And so now they got Festivest. We always say Merry Christmas, Forever Hanukkah, and guess what? Forever Kwanzaa. And don't forget Feliz Navidad. That's my favorite commercial with that palm tree that lights up for Christmas. I live in Florida. They made it for all of us who live down here in palm tree areas. We got it. So to our Latin people, to our Caribbean people, all of our friends over there at Vibes Radio, we want to say thank you for all that you've done this year and continued. And of course, that's Caribbean American music that truly makes a difference. Give a shout out to Dr. Fearon and his wife, Natalie, and Miss Leah, and Josh, and Ashley, and the whole family. We appreciate you guys over there who continue to support us. And they always say we support vets too. So we're going to say we support vets two and three and four and five. And that's, of course, right here at WVET Online Radio. And our friend, Waddell McGee, is out of the hospital. He's feeling much better. He's getting that pancreatic cancer under control. So we're wishing he and his family happy holidays. Waddell, go put on that Buffalo Soldiers jacket and take a picture and send to us. Let us know that you still got everything. And tell Gloria, God bless her. We appreciate everything. You know, that she's done. Hold it together, Gloria. We're all there with you. Thank you again for all of us who've supported us. And that's, of course, everybody at American Veterans Alliance, Kevin Humes, everybody at Society for Hispanic Veterans, who've always supported this radio station. And we thank them for their support. While they'll continue to get better, we'll see you in 2022. And we're telling everybody to be sure and join us for the We Support Vets 2 program. We love you. We appreciate you. And we're thankful and grateful that everybody who's out there has reached out to make this program work. So don't forget, in 2022, everything's going to be on the up and up. And of course, we want you to say We Support Vets 2. Coming up this next session, I got Miss Edwina coming on from Burial with Dignity. She wants to give us a shout out. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. American Veterans Alliance, WVETOnlineRadio.com. Well, I told you that we had a special guest coming on this morning. And I do want to first thank, of course, our team players, Gino Lexus, thank you, and congratulations for that new baby in 2021. And Brian James, who's providing us the Silent Night music, and you'll be hearing a lot more from Brian James. But our special guest is here, and I want to say thank you to the Burial with Dignity director, and of course our good friend, Edwina Alvarez. Don't forget to kiss your husband. Edwina, talk to him.
Good morning. Nice talking to you, Keith. On behalf of the Veterans Burial with Dignity, my husband, Edgar, our two dogs, T'Challa and Onyx, we want to extend a very hot, heartfelt season's greetings. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa.
And all the rest of them
for the holidays. Feliz Navidad. Yes. Everyone have a blessed, safe, prosperous Christmas. And speaking of being safe, you know, we got a lot of veterans traveling this season, and I'm hoping that the veterans take it upon themselves to protect themselves by getting vaccinated, making sure that their families are vaccinated, because this Omicron variant is nothing to play with. And the more that we protect ourselves, the better off we are. When you think about how it was last year, nobody was getting out. Nobody was doing anything because of fear. The virus was just running amok, and we had no protection. Fast forward a year later, we do have some protection, and we need to take advantage of it. Now, whether you agree with it or not, if you don't want to do it, I ask you, please, think about your family. Think about your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. You know, take one for the home team. Suck it up and just get your shot.
Well, we know that the federal government has kind of stood behind this whole process. And a lot of people, again, still have the right not to take it. But I remember when I was a little boy that, and we were told, be careful of all this stuff. But we were told we had to have it. And through that, I never had the mumps, never had rubella, you know, never had.
Neither had I.
You know, I've never had those things. So we know.
Our children had to show their immunization records before they could go to school.
Well, we're going to end up doing that again.
We had to show that we had all our childhood immunization shots before we could go to school. You know,
well, the thing about it is with
battle and everything.
The problem we have with this is they have not developed the children's shots yet. So it's coming because this virus is not over. And we want to thank Edwina, of course, for calling in, wishing everybody happy holidays and reminding us, get your shots. And when military veterans are doing that, so we know that we start a foundation with us. If you're a veteran, if you're military, you have to, if you're going to continue dealing with the rest of us, please get your shots as well and be grateful for this year. Because guess what?
This year is gone. Let me leave them with this thought to think about. If you're standing on top of the ground and the ground is not standing on top of you, that's a good day.
You heard it first right here at WVET, Ms. Edwina Alvarez, Burial with Dignity. We want to thank everybody for tuning in this holiday season. We will not be on Christmas morning. We're going to go ahead and stand with the rest of them at 27 hours of Christmas music. Believe us. Thank you. 2021 will be gone in a few days. 2022 will be in for always. And we say we support Vets too. WVETOnlineRadio.com. Keep the pulse of the beats. Signing out. Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest.
Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long.